So I wrote, "I don't know if Father Hamill had the chance to speak any last words to his flock as the terrorists stormed into his sanctuary, but I do know that any faithful pastor wouldn't need to say much in his final benediction. To fulfill the final task of his job, all he'd need to do was look at the sheep he'd forgiven throughout the years and tell them, 'Don't be afraid. These men have come here to take our lives, but they're too late. Our lives already belong to Christ.'" And what I mean by that is, when a pastor does his job just faithfully throughout the years, so Father Hamill had been at this parish for, I think, 20 years, something of that nature. If you just do your job faithfully, every single week you're preparing people for this moment. Every single week you're preparing people for death, whenever it may come. So when you speak the word of forgiveness, when you tell people that their sins have been taken away, when you tell people, when you declare them to be at peace with God, when you give them the comfort of knowing that in the waters of baptism they've been claimed as God's own children, that in the sacrament of the altar they have been invited to feast on the righteousness of Christ, that the devil cannot take away from them. In all of that, what you're doing is you are preparing people for the moment of their death. So that, I mean, this is why it is that we, for example, sing in the liturgy, that we sing the words of Simeon in our Lutheran churches after receiving the Lord's Supper. "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Thy word has been fulfilled." So we're singing, we can now die in peace, so that if terrorists were to storm into our church and to take our lives, we would die with nothing on our tongues but the praises of our God, because we have his forgiveness. And so when a pastor just faithfully teaches the gospel to his people, proclaims the gospel to his people, gives them the forgiveness of sins, he's preparing them for that moment whenever it might come. And so there's not much else that you'd need to say. In an instance like that, you can just simply say, "Don't be afraid. These men have come here to take our lives, but they're too late. Our lives already belong to Christ."